O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Acts 10, verses 34 through 43. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Risen Indeed by Andrew Peterson. Light piano and chimes establish a springtime mood with a lively tempo. The words tumble forth quickly, a combination of imagery depicting the end of winter and the joy of new life that comes with Jesus' resurrection.
So the winter dies with a blast of icy wind. Like a mournful cry, it's giving up the ghost again. Another sheet of snow melts away to gold and green. Look at Peter go, he's racing to the tomb to see. Where has my Jesus gone? He is not dead.
Chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that anyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
There is a famous photo back from the 1940s, you've likely seen it before, of a man and woman kissing on the streets of New York amidst a big party. News had just broken of World War II coming to an end, and everyone flooded the streets to celebrate. Sometimes we can be tempted to think of the Bible as either a bunch of rules or a guidebook on how to be moral people, but the Bible is much more like a newspaper than a rulebook. It brings good news of something that happened in history. Here in Acts 10, we see Peter preaching the good news of peace through Jesus Christ. He tells the gospel story of Jesus' anointing, his miracles, his death on a tree, and ultimately, his resurrection on the third day. Even more so than the end of World War II, this news truly changes everything. And as Peter finishes his sermon, he declares that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Through faith in Christ, our sin is taken care of, and we are brought back into relationship with God. Our greatest, deepest problem is taken care of. But what's unique about Peter's sermon in Acts 10 is Peter's audience. He is speaking to a group of Gentiles, including Cornelius, who had just become the first Gentile convert. And as Peter preached, the Jewish Christians that were there were astounded because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out on the Gentiles. Although God's plan of salvation came through Israel, through their story, their law, their promises, their prophets, and ultimately their Messiah, it was a message for all people. God shows no partiality. This was always the plan. God's heart has always been for the nations. When God made his covenant with Abraham, it was to bless the nations. When God gave the law at Sinai, they were told to be a kingdom of priests who represent God to the nations. And in John 4, we see Jesus do the unthinkable and sit with a Samaritan woman. This was always the plan. And here in Acts 10, we see it come to fruition. Because God shows no partiality, that means that all are welcome. No matter your past, your ethnicity, your social status, your gender, God offers you the good news of his son Jesus.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I am to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I am to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I am to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I am to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.